T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time. The Biggs Report. With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune. A long time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
What is it going on, Brad? I got to tell you, great work yesterday. You really did a wonderful job, and your story has been everywhere, and I think we look at the news breaking yesterday through Mark Conkle, who we all know well from the Chicago Sun-Times. He's now working for Patch, and apparently, decorated news guy, fell into the story, reported it, and man, the Bears' lack of reaction, the coach, and the way that he responded, I think everything about it kind of implied that this is real, this is happening, and certainly with your information about the way he addressed the team and met with the people that he needed to meet with, pretty interesting, especially kind of canceling a later meeting and then doing the whole let's break to the word family. Oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really bad day at House Hall. There's no question about that, and it's unfortunate because you have so many people that are affected by this. You know, you got players that just they want to go out and put their best foot forward, and I think that the team's handling of this and then Matt's handling of it as well, just it turns into this giant distraction for the entire team on a short week, and that's really problematic because they're gonna go to O'Hare a little bit later today, guys, and they're gonna get on a plane and they're gonna fly across the lake and land in Detroit and try to get ready to play the Lions on Thanksgiving, and this is just kind of hanging over the organization, and it's unfortunate. I don't know how they managed quite to get themselves in this mess. I've got some ideas, but a really, really confusing and just backwards day at House Hall.
Nice job, Brad. And given what you reported about how Matt Nagy canceled meetings on Tuesday afternoon, as well as the report that you found information, players are upset in the way that maybe he addressed it, how would you characterize the chances of him resigning or being fired after tomorrow's game?
Listen, there's way, way, way too much money at stake for Matt Nagy to resign, okay? That ain't happening. If they want to fire him, they can go right ahead, and he's owed money through the end of the 2022 season. If they find a way to deliver the winless 0-9-1 Detroit Lions their first victory, I think it happens very quickly. Is it a Lane Kiffin on the tarmac situation? Maybe not, but certainly by Friday morning, if they win the game, I think it could still happen because this is just kind of taken over all the possible storylines at Halas Hall right now, and it's become really an inevitability before the kickoff of they've got 7 games left, and it's headed down this path, and from the team not responding to it yesterday to sending out the special teams coordinator to handle it first. I mean, the Bears are fortunate. Chris Tabor is a pretty polished guy, you know, and composed and sharp, because when the special teams guy is the first guy handling the questions for them, you've really gone in the wrong order, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, to be brutally honest about it, you know, it's hard to look at Matt Nagy being fired as in order either. I mean, there right. should be more than one guy in line, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's it would all be done, I think, for the Bears to try to take advantage of a rule change in the NFL, which allows team to interview head coaching candidates in the final 2 weeks of the season. We're now in a year where you get to what we call week 18, right? You got 17 regular season games and a bye, okay? So if the Bears are potentially going to interview candidates to become their next head coach, that could begin as early as week 17. And getting rid of Nagy before then obviously allows them to really dial down on some homework to try to vet some potential candidates, watch how some of these guys operate in their specific roles wherever they're at, and then request permission to talk to these guys. I mean, it's not – you could request permission to talk to super hot assistant number one, and his employer, wherever he's at, could deny it. Like, they could turn you down and say, yeah, no, this isn't a good week for us. We've got a game Sunday afternoon with first place on the line, or we're playing for a bye. But that would be why you do this early, and it just seems like the Bears are going to do it extra early because, you know, it's out of control. They've lost 5 games in a row. They've blown the last 2 games in the final minute, and you're not seeing – any real production or improvement on offense, where they rank near the bottom of the league in every category that does not involve rushing the football.
Brad, Ryan Pace is 45-61 since taking over as GM. They have yet to celebrate a playoff victory during his regime. You know, when you look at Matt Nagy getting fired, you have to wonder about the future of Ryan Pace. And even though it, to me, would be inexplicable, how conceivable — these are the Bears, so we have seen the inexplicable be executed before — what are you hearing about the future of Ryan Pace? And if Matt Nagy indeed is fired, would it be Ryan Pace delivering the news?
I don't think it would be Ryan Pace delivering the news, no. No, I think a call to fire the coach in season from an organization that's never fired a coach in season before has to come from ownership, right? There's no doubt in my mind that's a George McCaskey task right there. We're hearing considerably less about Pace and his future. I mean, we're not even seeing from him, right? His status would be, yeah, you look at that and you say, barring a miraculous turnaround to end this year, he's going to have one winning season on his record after 7 years. But the ownership holds him in very high regard. They credit him with a expansion project at Halas Hall that's made it one of the finest facilities in the entire league, that cost the organization well over $100 million to execute, and he was kind of the vision behind it. And they like what he's done with the scouting staff and the training staff. So I think his future is a lot less clear. You know, the Nagy situation, we can see which path that is headed down. But I think they would need to explain, Pace is sticking around because of this, because we're going to slightly adjust this, or because he's done this especially well. I don't know. All the chatter is about Nagy right now, and I would have thought that they would be a package deal, and I'm not convinced that's necessarily the case as we sit here entering Thanksgiving weekend.
Where are they at in terms of players available for this game? Okay. I mean, I get
that's
it.
A hell of
we
a want question.
To talk about this, but yeah, is Akeem playing? Is Allen Robinson back? I mean, we see a lot of guys hurt.
Yeah. And that's not making life for Matt Nagy any easier this week. And it wasn't any easier last week or the week before that. They've been dealing with a lot of injuries. My guess is Allen Robinson certainly doesn't play. I mean, if he doesn't participate in a walkthrough, I don't know how he's going to turn around 2 days later and play in a game. On their estimated practice report, Akeem Hicks hasn't done anything yet this week either, and that doesn't bode well for a potential return for him. So you're going to get Andy Dalton as the starting quarterback. Nick Foles will almost certainly be the backup with Justin Fields inactive. And then I guess the guy you're looking at saying maybe he could try to give it a go would be Eddie Jackson, who's been limited on the practice or on the injury report this week. But I'm not convinced of that yet either. So a shorthanded Bears team going to Detroit, where it sounds like Jared Goff could be back from the oblique injury that kept him out of Detroit's game at Cleveland this past Sunday.
Mismanagement and chaos has already contributed to the Bears' distractions this week, Brad, and gotten in the way of preparation for a game that they will play tomorrow. What happens today? Is there more misdirection and confusion? Are we planning to hear from anybody? Do you think there will be any more meetings between ownership and coaching staff and whoever else is involved in this, what are we calling it, a sham show, Molly?
Sham show.
Okay.
There's another word. We'd like to use a different word, but that's the only one we can get on the air.
What's today, Brad?
Oh, I see. Okay, I see what you guys did there. Okay. Yeah, I mean, well, there's no media availability. You know what, though? When the Bears get over to Motown, they're going to be made available to that Fox crew that's going to call the game. Okay, this is a nationally broadcast game. You've got the top crew from the network, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman. They're going to be in talking to those guys. So it'd be really curious to see how the Fox guys kind of present the state of the Bears in the broadcast, right? So what do the Bears try to sell those guys in the meetings that they'll have at the team hotel later on tonight? But I wouldn't expect any kind of announcement today. You know, we'll see. They've got to go out and play a football game, and it's just you don't know how they've been able to prepare, as way too many people have contributed to just a bomb of a distraction within the building.
What happens in the game, in your opinion? Who did you pick, and how do you see it unfolding?
Well, they've got, like we just talked about, they've got a lot of injuries that I think are going to likely force some key guys out of the game. I don't know how you keep the players focused this week. I've got Dan Campbell and the Knee Biters breaking through with their first win, 20-17, Detroit.
Whoa! That would be something. Then, Brad, I think you'll be covering a firing on Thursday
how
night.
How can you say that would be something? How can you?
Yeah, David's surprised.
Detroit has no chance against this. Where the Bears are at right now, you know, they battled the Browns to a field goal game last week, I mean, listen, Detroit's awful, bottom five roster in the NFL. Now there's talk about maybe Goff and Anthony Lynn, the offensive coordinator there, aren't on the same page. The Lions have a ton of problems, but so do the Bears. The Bears, I mean, it's going to get worse before it gets better, probably, right?
I hear you. Great stuff, Brad. Great reporting.
Yeah, great work, well, buddy. Yeah.
Listen, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. I hope everyone has a wonderful and safe holiday.
Thanks. You too.
Great stuff, Brad. Appreciate that. That is our guy, Brad Biggs, and he wishes that to all of us. God bless him. That's wonderful. He's one of the reasons I'm thankful. He's a great guy and a great friend, and boy, I gotta tell you.
I mean, we are grateful for Brad Biggs on this show for our audience because he delivers the goods as the latest example, ChicagoTribune.com with the story this morning.
Is he a great prognosticator, David?
I don't know that I call him that.
We're going to bring in Michael Lombardi next, and we'll talk to him about the total sham show at Halas Hall. It is Mully and Haw on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Michael Lombardi.
The mandate has to be, look, until we fix our quarterback position, we're never going to be able to challenge these teams to win because the rules are set up against the monsters of the Midway. We can't dominate games with defense any longer.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider.
You're supposed to solve all the problems. That's why you're making $6 million a year. You think they're giving you $6 million because they need you to look at your play sheet? Like, seriously, you're not some kid in a basement in Des Moines playing Madden.
Looking at the league from a front office perspective.
If you're Ryan Pace, the general manager of the Bears, you can't possibly watch game highlights. You can't go home on Sunday night, win, lose, or draw, and turn on your TV and watch this game. You just can't do it. You have to say to your wife, look, we're moving to Siberia. We're just going to start hunting the Siberian tigers. I mean, because we can't watch this.
Michael Lombardi, every Wednesday with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score. The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Joining the show is Odyssey NFL insider Michael Lombardi. Insider called by BetQL. And insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on the Odyssey app. And we are delighted to welcome him on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to both of you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Thank you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Might be a no Turk Duncan in the Nagy household. I don't know. What do you make of what we are calling the total sham show that was yesterday at Halas Hall, with reports that the coach is being fired, no reaction from management? They run the special teams coordinator in there, and then the coach has to kind of deny that that's accurate while admitting that nothing's promised. And yeah, boy.
Yeah, no, not good. Well, this is what happens when you're an organization built on collaboration. You know, when you need to collaborate, nobody stands up there and takes the bullets. Nobody sits there and has all the questions directed. It's a little bit like, you know, you don't know who is the actual man in charge because we're so much about collaboration. You know, it's so important that we collaborate on all these decisions. And, you know, you need somebody who's in charge. You know, where's the general manager now? You know, why isn't he out there saying, look, you know, we haven't decided on anything. Let's go. We're trying to win games. We're trying to make the team better. I can't imagine being in a worse place than where Chicago is. I mean, they draft a young quarterback. They've got this team that they're trying, whether Nagy's the coach next year or not, you're hoping to build and make some progress. And all you've seen is basically a wasted year. And that really starts and ends with the ownership at Talus Hall, because this is what they want when you want collaboration. You know, the NFL has never been a collaborative collaborative job. It's a paramilitary. You need one commanding officer. You know, this ain't the Dave Clark Five. You got to have somebody who's coming in there and telling you what to do and who understands what to do. And the more people that are involved that don't know what to do, it becomes the Dunning-Kruger effect in business, and it really takes a toll.
But, Michael, how do you preach collaboration and practice separation? In that, I mean, you are going to fire your head coach, as it appears, but your general manager, who has been his philosophical partner for so long, is apparently safe or not been a guy mentioned in terms of speculation. I don't know how you do one without doing the other, and would you expect both to be gone by the end of this year?
Well, I mean, I you know, obviously, this what I wrote about in Gridiron Genius is what Bill Walsh talked about. This is exactly what he talked about, whereas when the personnel general manager is hanging with the owners and it's always the coach's fault and we've got good players but the players aren't playing well, the GM can save his job, the head coach gets fired, you know, and that cycle goes on. Look, I think this is an organizational decision that the McCaskies have to make in terms of what direction do we want this franchise to go in and what vision do we have for this franchise. I mean, you know, when you look at the Bears let's take the Giants as an example. Similar organizations, a mom and pop, you know, passed down through generations. You know, the Giants' winning percentage over the last 6 years is 27%. You know, because they refuse to accept outside consultation. They refuse to acknowledge they need to change. And as Eric Shaninsky of the United States Army once said, if you don't like change, you're like irrelevance even less. And for me, the Bears need to decide from their ownership, not from Ted Phillips, from their ownership, who they want to be, who they want to be. And then they must tell Phillips, this is who we are, and this is what we need to get done. Like, the vision must come from the owner. It must start there. And then everybody else has to fulfill the vision. And unfortunately, that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot, again, collaboration. You know, what do you think? What do you think? Let's all collaborate and make a joint decision. I've yet to see that work. I've yet to see that work in my career.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's an important point to bring up and to remember, given the fact that that it seems as if there's this belief that it's one man's fault now, right? And you know, all the collaboration, they don't even know how to fire a coach. They're going to do it. They're going to bury it on a Thursday after the holiday, and then no one will notice by next week. But the story breaks. It gets out. So they can't even go about this. I don't know how the broadcast isn't about the, you know, the end of Matt Nagy. I just think the whole thing, they've really just messed everything up. They've ruined the punch bowl.
Well, they have too many people involved. It's too many hands are in the pie. There's not a decision maker. There's not, the buck doesn't stop. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't take the information from everybody. I'm not saying it should be a dictatorship, but I think part of making decisions is you listen to the people and then you have to make it. Somebody has to have experience to understand how this is going to go. Like, we all could have told them that if they brought Nagy back this year, this is how it was going to go. I mean, every Chicago Bear fan knew this is how it was going to go. Nobody thought they were going to catch lightning in a bottle. So when you decided to bring Nagy back, did you really think it was going to get better? Of course you did. You're playing a young quarterback. He wants to play the older quarterback. You got dissension within the team. Did the team really buy him? I mean, watch the team. Does the team think he's the head coach, or do they think he's the guy in charge? Some huge difference between that. There's a huge difference between that. And I think if you understand football, you can see that. Fans can see who's in charge and who's really a head coach.
Michael, when we look at the Bears moving forward and we become a little bit myopic in Chicago, a lot of football cities do that. So when we look at Justin Fields, I think we see franchise quarterback that would make the next job the job attractive to the next head coach or general manager because he is this guy with a bright future. When you look at Justin Fields, what role would he play in the attractiveness of the job, whether it's the head coach or the general manager?
Well, usually jobs open up in the NFL because they don't have a quarterback, right? I mean, that's usually why you get fired. I mean, Vic Fangio's potentially going to get fired in Denver because the Broncos never solved the quarterback problem, right? And so typically when these jobs open up, it's because you don't have a quarterback. And the Bears have the potential of one. And what we saw in the second half against Pittsburgh showed us we did. What we saw early in the Ravens game against a lot of pressure, we didn't. Now, a lot of that is the offensive line. And, you know, and I keep saying this on this program, when you get good coaches like Don Martindale and Todd Bowles, they understand how to attack Nagy's protections under the direction of Juan Castillo. They really do. When they play other teams like this week, Aaron Glenn, they won't attack the protections as much, so it'll look better to the fans. And the fans will ask the question, why did we play so good in this game and we didn't play good? Well, it's the coaches. Coaches matter. How to attack it, right? And I think that that's what happens to Fields. We don't know how good he is because we see these different variations. And so, to me, it's an attractive job because it's one of the 32 jobs in the league. And it's got great history, which makes it attractive. But all jobs start and end with, we got to repair what matters most to winning football games, which is offensive and defensive linemen. That's what is going to determine the outcome of all games at the end of the day. Got to have a blue chip quarterback. You got to have a blue chip offensive line. You got to have a blue chip defensive line. After that, all the other stuff is irrelevant.
Apparently, Jared Goff is trending. I don't know what that means. Trending toward playing tomorrow. Who wins this game? I mean, the Bears, this is not just a distraction. It's just like, I don't know how you get through a short week when it's just all this ridiculous nonsense.
Well, I mean, on paper, and, you know, let's be real honest, on paper, they should win this. I mean, the Bears should win this. But, you know, the Lions have played moments. I mean, just think about this. You guys are complaining about Matt Nagy, okay? Last week, Detroit is playing Cleveland. There's 3 minutes to go in the game. It's 3rd and 14. The Lions have the ball. They're trailing by 3 points. 3rd and 14 at their own 30. Dan Campbell calls a draw play. They get 4 yards. He punts and never sees the ball again. I mean, think about the decision-making going on in Detroit. I mean, this is a battle of two teams that make bad decisions in games. I mean, I never heard of that before. You're 13-10. You have 3rd and 14. You run a draw, and then you punt. Like, I can't explain it. So you're asking me to pick. This is a claiming race. Who's going to win a claiming race in the whole? I don't know. It's hard.
Michael, big picture-wise, whether it's the Bears or other teams, the rules change that allows teams to interview coaches the final 2 weeks of the regular season. How will that affect decisions that are made about the head coaches and futures and maybe possible vacancies?
Well, I think you can't. I think this is why the report came out that Nagy's going to get fired. I mean, this is a direct correlation to it, right? The Bears are not going to go interview people that they have if they don't have an opening. You're not allowed to. So you have to have an opening. And so I'm sure something happened, since collaboration is the key word at Hallis Hall, that somebody collaborated and somebody leaked it. Look, after this Thanksgiving Day game, win, lose, or draw, we're going to make a change. We need to prepare ourselves for the final 2 weeks. Now, what's interesting is Ryan Pace going to be part of those interviews? I mean, you know, is he going to be part of those interviews? Is Ted Phillips going to be part of those interviews? I mean, who's picking the coach? You guys just picked Nagy. Now you're going to pick somebody else? Like, what's your expertise in picking coaches? Like, what's your expertise in making the right decisions? You picked Nagy. You've picked, you know, you've led him. So, like, evaluate the evaluators.
Mark Trestman might be available. They picked him before.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, they blamed Phil Emery for that, you know? I mean, look, in the last 106 games, the Bears have a 42% winning percentage. I mean, the last 106 games, they have a 42% winning percentage. This is what collaboration brings to the table.
Not good. Not good. Thanks, Michael.
We'll let you go, Mike, but I'm just curious. What would the next move then be? You know, let's just say you decide.
Well, McCaskey, if I was the McCaskey family, I would fire Nagy. I would relieve Pace of his duties. I would hire somebody who's a football expert and basically give him as much authority as Ted Phillips and let Ted Phillips go build a stadium. And then I would tell that football guy who's got knowledge of all, you handle the search. You bring the last two guys to me. We'll interview the last two guys. Here's what I want. I want somebody who's tough-minded, who can control the middle of the field, who's a head coach, who's got the ability to motivate and lead people. I don't care where we get them from. Boom. That's your job. Now go do it.
Bingo.
Great stuff. Yep. Agree completely. Thank you very much,
thanks,
Michael. As thanks, always,
guys.
Have a great holiday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is great stuff as
that's
always.
It.
From, yeah, that was Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Lombardi, Insider Calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to make us all make better bets with real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on the Odyssey app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joe Fortenbaum makes the list of people we're very thankful for on this Thanksgiving Eve, and he joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You can see Joe weeknights, 5 p.m. on ESPN, The Daily Wager. He looks like a million always. Joe, good morning, sir. How are you, buddy?
Oh, gentlemen, what a glorious time of year. My in-laws are in town. My wife has a list of errands she needs me to run today. You couldn't ask for anything more. Families together. Happy Thanksgiving.
Awesome, Joe.
Beautiful.
You're joining us on a Wednesday, which feels like a Friday. So let's get started. What do you got tomorrow?
Okay, so let's start with this. We'll go in order. I got a college game for you tomorrow, and then we got the NFL games tomorrow. And if you want to dive deep on the Bears, we can work on that. And then I've got the Saturday card and the Sunday card. So let's start with tomorrow. We'll do a little college football first. I'm going to take Ole Miss plus the 1.5 against Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl here. These are two very good, very efficient passing attacks. And they're two average pass defenses. So that's kind of a net-net, right? I don't see anybody having an advantage there. The difference is that Mississippi State doesn't run the ball at all. They're second to last in the country in rushing offense. Ole Miss ranks sixth. Think about that. You got a top 20 passing attack, but you also have the sixth ranked rushing attack. I think that's ultimately going to be the difference. Ole Miss is 9-2 this season, and their only two losses came to Bama and a road game at Auburn in which they were really banged up. I think they get the job done. I'll take the 1.5. I'd also play them on the money line. In the NFL, and like I said, we can dig down on this if you want a little bit. I don't think there's a single person listening right now that's going to be excited to hear this, but I am going to play the under in all three games on Thanksgiving. So, yeah, happy holidays. I'm sure you're all excited to bet against scoring on Thanksgiving. Starting with Dallas and Vegas, totals 51. Two components here. Number one, Amari Cooper's out with COVID, and C.D. Lamb is battling a concussion. It's a short week. It's the type of game where you want to get in, you want to survive, and you want to get out. Dallas's offense, we saw them hindered against Kansas City last week. In addition, take a look at the Raiders. They have fallen off a cliff. Last 3 weeks, 16 points against the Giants, 14 points against the Chiefs, 13 points against Cincinnati. This is a big bounce-back spot for Dallas, so I'd play under 51 points, Cowboys-Raiders. I'd also go under 45.5 in the night game between the Bills and the Saints. Big bounce-back for the Bills as well. That defense is going to come to play against Trevor Siemian and a Saints offense that has had very little to offer as of late. But then on the flip side, the Bills are in New Orleans. It's a short week. It's going to be a raucous crowd. It's a good New Orleans defense. They should get their stops as well. So I would go ahead and play under 45.5 in the Buffalo-New Orleans game. And I'd probably do the same thing for the Bears and the Lions. This is the game that's tricky for me because we talk about backup quarterbacks, but Dalton has got a ton of experience. He should be able to move the ball. He made some big plays in the game last week, especially down the stretch. So it's sitting around 41.5. I'm waiting to find out with Jared Goff. I think that helps the Lions' offense as well. That game is more of a holding pattern for me, to be honest. I know a lot of guys out here that are already lining up on the under. It's not a play I love, so I'll kind of pass that along to you. But that's the one where I'm in a bit of a holding pattern because I think the Bears, of all the situations around the league when you lose a starter, Dalton is more than capable of moving the ball down the field against the Lions, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I saw Tim Boyle, what he had 77 passing yards with a couple of picks. So, you know, Jared Goff would probably be ready to go if the oblique obliges.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen with Goff. So, I mean, it's Wednesday morning. I'd love to give you some more definitive answer. So I would say this. Everything else I've given you, and I also think for those who like the six-point teasers, I think on Thanksgiving you can tease Dallas with Buffalo and put yourself in a good situation there. But when it comes to that Bears game, I would just wait until we get the Jared Goff update. If he plays, that's going to be a plus for the offense, especially at home, the Khalil Mack injury, all of that stuff. But if it's Boyle, that's definitely an underplay for me.
What other holiday weekend plays, Joe?
Big college card. I'm going to give you all the big games here for when we get to the weekend. Let's start with Friday night. Colorado is going to play Utah. Another under. This is going to be an under of 53 points. We played the under in Ole Miss Vandy last week. We hit that one. It's the same rationale here. It's all about the spot for Utah. They're off a monster win against Oregon, and they got the Pac-12 championship game on deck. Wedged in between is this game against 4-7 Colorado, who's terrible. You just got to survive the game. No style points. Just get in and get out. Colorado ranks 119th in scoring offense. They're 124th in yards per play. Utah's defense at home at elevation, giving up just 16 points per game this year. Under 53 points. This game is on Friday. Utah and Colorado. Let's go to Saturday's card. Believe it or not, I'm going to back Jim Harbaugh in Michigan at +8.5. The number continues to climb. Ohio State opened -7. It's now up to 8.5. Michigan's defense has what it takes to get some stops against Ohio State. First off, I think Ohio State is going to be overvalued in this game because of what we saw last week against Michigan State. They took a 49-0 lead at the half. Everyone's going to want to play the Buckeyes here. People love betting against Harbaugh in Michigan, but I got to tell you, it's a lot of points. Michigan's defense, top 10 in pass defense. Michigan's defense, top 10 scoring defense. That matches up well with what Ohio State wants to do. Michigan also likes to run the ball. They're top 20 in rushing offense, and they're playing at home with a raucous crowd. They're ready for this game. There are a lot of factors here that can point to this thing being tight, and when we're talking about 8.5 points, back door's wide open late in the game, so I'll go ahead there and take Michigan. I'm also going to go under 50.5 in the Oklahoma State game. Oklahoma State, tailor-made for unders, okay? Top two in scoring defense this year. They like to run the ball. They get lots of stops. I don't trust Oklahoma's offense. I'm also going to go over 55.5 Alabama-Auburn in the Iron Bowl, all right? We're going to go over in that game. Auburn has fallen off a cliff here late in the season. Spread's too high. I know they're going to get up for this game, so I'm not going to lay it with Bama. Bama's hanging 44 a game. They're going to score. Auburn's going to find their way in. Sharp guys hit this number early and knocked it up. 55.5, we're going to go over there. So quick recap on college. We'll go under 53 Friday night. Utah and Colorado. Michigan +8.5. Oklahoma State under 50.5. Alabama, Auburn over 55.5. I know we're short on time. The NFL card Sunday, I'd lay the 3.5 with Philadelphia over the Giants. Philly's running game is legit right now. They're number two in rushing. The Giants are on the short week. They just fired Garrett. Their run defense stinks. Philly gets it done. Minnesota and San Francisco goes over 48 points. Minnesota's defense doesn't play well on the road, but their offense should torch this lousy San Francisco secondary. And I'd also take the Rams in a pick 'em over the Packers. I love Los Angeles having 2 weeks to get ready for this game. Quick recap, Eagles -3.5 over the Giants, Vikings, Niners over 48 points, Rams, pick 'em. They win the game outright against the Packers.
Joe, you're our favorite guy. Thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Love you, boys. Happy Thanksgiving, Chicago. Go get them tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's the end of an era. The I hate to say it, but the Turk is waiting for the head coach. And I'm not saying Turkey.
The Turk on Turkey Day. Nice, Molly. Nice.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. It's Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
The segment is brought to you by PointsBet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.